Welcome to the EFIS Baseball Cards Podcast. I'm your host, Bobby Baseball. Thanks, guys, for joining me for this really exciting occasion for the first ever episode of this podcast. This is something that I am so thrilled about. I've got so much passion for baseball cards, for collecting, for investing, and just really the sport of baseball in general. I love talking shop with people, whether it be in Reddit, Discord, at a card show, or just some of my friends who, you know, are actually into the hobby, which there aren't many of. So I'm really excited to bring this podcast to you. Today is going to be a shorter episode. I'll make it about 15 minutes, just kind of an introduction for you guys to get to know me a little bit and to get to know what to expect from this podcast in the future. First and foremost, the name, the EFIS Baseball Card Podcast, some of it's pretty self-explanatory. Yeah, it's a podcast, right? And it's about baseball cards. Yes. But why the name, the EFIS? It was something I thought long and hard about, and I wanted something a little catchy that also made sense for what I wanted to do on the podcast. And ultimately where I landed was the EFIS. So let me explain why. The EFIS, very high arcing, slow pitch. You can see it. Everybody can see it. It's not whirring, blurring past your eyes like 100-mile-an-hour fastball. And really, that's what I want this podcast to be. I want it to be something that whether you've been in the hobby for a week, a month, a year, or 20 years, I want you to understand what I'm talking about, whether it's vintage cards, ultra modern cards, pop counts, special releases, short prints, super short prints. I want to explain myself and I want you guys to understand what I'm talking about. So every now and then I will make sure that I go back and explain some of these terms and some of the abbreviations I use, because I know for a new hobbyist, that was something that I really struggled with. I'm listening to these podcasts and there weren't very many of them and people were talking about acronyms and things that I had no idea what they were. So I just kind of had to learn it the hard way. So I want it to be something that people can learn a little bit too. So I want it to be something that's productive for people that they feel like they get something out of, and not just the new people, for all you hobby veterans out there as well. I've got an accounting and a finance background. I'm a CPA. The investing side of this hobby, I feel like I'm really good at, and I understand scarcity. I understand economics, supply and demand. I have a short and long-term view. So I think I can give you some helpful information and put things into a light that maybe you haven't thought about it before. So yeah, really that's my goal. But at the same time, I'm a collector as well. So there are things that, yeah, sure, I know that rip and wax isn't gonna necessarily give me too much of a bang for my buck in the long term, and I'm better off buying singles, but guess what? It's fun. So sometimes you just have to have fun in this hobby, and you have to do what you like and collect the way you like. There's no right or wrong way to do it. I think I'm pretty well-rounded. I have lots of different cards. My oldest card is a pre-war card from 1933 that I'm sure I'll talk about someday. And my newest card is a card that I just got in the mail today that is from Topps Update that came out 4 days ago. So I'm all over the place when it comes to this hobby. And again, I think it's all about collecting what you love. And there's no wrong way to do this hobby. So I'm going to try to bring on guests with lots of different perspectives and talk about a wide variety of things. So we'll talk about vintage. We'll talk about ultra modern. We'll talk about new releases. We'll talk about issues in the hobby. We'll talk about hobby news. We'll do some prospecting. We'll talk about potential future Hall of Famers and guys that are kind of teetering on the brink and could go one way or another based on where they're at in their career. So we'll talk about all of those things. So again, that's the EFIS. You can see it and you can understand it, and it's a little bit all over the place. So that's kind of what I want this to be. I mean, it's always going to be about baseball, but there is no one theme. Each episode is going to have its own theme. And, you know, we're going to jump around. I want there to be a mailbag component to this. I want to have guests on that have different skill sets and different knowledge than I do so that I can pick their brain and hopefully, you and I can learn something while we're at it, and understand how people in the hobby think that don't think exactly like us. That's something that I'm really big on. It's how I've learned a lot in this hobby, and I want to share that with all of you. So maybe a little bit about me as a person now that I've explained why is this called the EFIS. Now you know it's the EFIS for a reason. That's the vision for the pod. It's going to be like an EFIS. But for me, again, played baseball my whole life. I quote unquote retired from baseball when I was 30 years old and decided that my body couldn't take playing every Saturday and Sunday morning. And my wife, quite frankly, probably wouldn't want me out there all the time anyway at this point. So I played baseball my whole life. I collected cards quite a lot as a kid in the junk wax era, of course. And like many people, I got away from the hobby for a really long time, and COVID kind of drew me back in, and it was a slow, gradual thing. It was, oh, hey, here are some packs at Target. Here's a blaster box, and just grabbing whatever I could get my hands on. And I was that guy like, oh my God, I got this Fernando Tatis card. How much is it worth? Yeah, it's worth about $1, but it's still a pretty special and cool card to me. So that was kind of how I started to get back into it. And then, you know, I love to explore podcasts and YouTube channels and things like that, and really came across some entertaining podcasts on baseball and the trading card hobby as a whole. But really what brought it all together for me was a really, really well done podcast called the Flagship Baseball Card Podcast. Rob Kent, amazing guy who shared a lot of information with a lot of people on that podcast, opened my eyes to a lot of things about the hobby and about how to really invest and how to really, really think about things differently than everybody else was doing it. And I thought that that podcast was really incredible. And I've gotten to know Rob a little bit better over time, just being on the Discord for his podcast that actually was created after the pod went off the air, but he's got a great community over there. So thank you, Rob, for all that you've done for me and for others in the hobby. And guys, if you're into prospecting especially, go check out some old episodes of that pod. And if you've got 30 minutes, just check out the last one. It's almost like Rob's manifesto for how to invest and what he hoped everybody learned from his podcast. At the same time, Rob and I are different people. I hobby differently than Rob does it. Again, there's no wrong way to do it. You've got to do what you love in this hobby. That's what it's here for. It's supposed to be fun, and it's supposed to bring you joy. And it really brings me joy. And I hope that's coming across to you guys who are listening to this, because this is something that I really love to do. Like, my eyes light up. I talk to my wife about it, and she just kind of like rolls her eyes at me. But really, when I realized I needed to start a podcast or do something, was at a local card show that was a few weeks ago. I just, you know, I had so much fun just BSing with everybody there, like other people that were buying cards, some of the vendors, just everybody there. The conversations were great. I had an incredible time. And that's something that I hope to have on this podcast as well. This is a solo episode, but in the future, I want to bring guests on. I want to talk to other people in the hobby, some that I know now and some of you that I'll get to know in the future. And I want to understand how you hobby, and I want to think about all the different things that are going on in the hobby and bring in subject matter experts for each of those things. Like I gave Rob as an example. Maybe when we talk about podcasting, Rob, or when we talk about prospecting, I'm sorry, Rob will come on and talk because he's got a wealth of knowledge on prospecting. And that's probably the area where I'm the weakest. So I don't want to tell you what to do on prospecting, because I'm just kind of trying to find my way as I go about it. So better to give you info from somebody who knows their stuff. And yeah, I guess that brings us to what can you expect from future episodes? I mean, they're all going to have a theme. I think right now we're in the off season, just about. We've got the World Series going right now. So we'll talk about how current day events are affecting the value of players. Like what's going on with our Verlander cards? What's going on with Yordan Alvarez? Bryce Harper is extremely hot this postseason. What's going on with his cards? What are the cards to have? What should you be looking at in the future? Or should you just wait 6 months and until things cool off? We'll talk about things like that. We'll talk about the big releases, Topps update, the biggest one with the J-Rod true rookie card and the Witt true rookie card, and a couple of guys that are doing really well throughout this postseason and are in the World Series in Jeremy Peña and Bryson Stott. Guys like that have got their rookie cards in this set as well. Update Chrome is coming. Stadium Club. Everybody loves the imagery in Stadium Club. And Allen and Ginter has got its own little niche as well. All of those things are coming very, very soon. The off season's an incredible time for new sets in the hobby. I'll probably stay away from some of those bigger sets, like Definitive and Museum Club and some of the higher end releases. I just don't open those boxes. I don't necessarily play at that end of the pool. But if we've got people that want to come on and talk about it, I'm always happy to hear. But again, I don't have much to contribute in that area, so I'm not going to try to say that I know what's going on with it when I really don't. Some other things that we'll talk about, just, you know, news in the hobby. I'm sure at some point we're going to have a long conversation on what happened with Topps Chrome and how Topps handled it with the silver packs, which that was a botched release. That was the most money I've spent in a box in a while. And then 3 days later to find that those cards aren't even in the packs. Like I was really disappointed. I was mad. And I said I was never going to buy from Topps again. But I really like how they handled it. It wasn't perfect with the silver packs. And not everybody who bought one of those boxes is going to get a silver pack in their hand. But I think that they did it the best way that they could have. So I appreciate them trying. And hopefully we don't see mistakes like that in the future. Spoiler alert, I continued to buy stuff from Topps. Glad that I did, though. I bought the logo Fractor, and man, product of the year when it comes to ripping, in my opinion. We'll talk about that product in the future as well. And then we'll really, especially as we approach the 2023 season, we're going to talk about some of our fallen heroes. We've got quite a few of them, guys like Tatis with his ringworm or whatever you want to call it. What will happen with him after he serves his suspension for the first, that he's got 20 games left on it, so he'll be back in April. We've got Vlad, who kind of fell off a little bit from his monster 2021 season. Soto also fell off massively after going to San Diego. What will happen there? We've got Adley, who, I guess that's not fitting my theme. That's more of who's the chase card in series one. The guy I wanted to talk about was Acuna, he's going to be in year two coming off the ACL surgery. He didn't do much this year, but go look at what happened with Yordan Alvarez in the year after his surgery. And then look at what he did in year two. That might be what we have in store for Ronald Acuna Jr. So it might be a really good time for a Ronald Acuna Jr. investment, or just to add to your collection if he's somebody that you like to collect. And also, again, I want to have guests on here. I want to talk about my recent pickups. I want to talk about their recent pickups and how they're approaching the hobby as the market kind of ebbs and flows and we navigate through this off season. And just mailbag banter. I want you guys to reach out to me. I want to have a collaborative relationship with you guys. I want to make friends doing this. I love talking about it. And I get excited just talking about it right now by myself. But I tell you what, I'm going to have a really great time when I have guests on here and I get to look forward to all week talking about this stuff. And when I see your questions and I see your feedback that I'm hoping and praying will come, I'm really excited for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think that's probably a good place to stop. We're just about to the 15 minutes or so that I wanted this to be. I didn't want to overwhelm at first. And again, just working out the kinks and hoping that my technology is in gear and that I'm not re-recording this in 5 minutes or that my audio quality wasn't subpar. But I think we're in a pretty good spot. So I'm pretty excited. Guys, if it's not clear, I'm really passionate about this and I want this to be collaborative. So don't hesitate to reach out. You can reach me and the pod at theephispod@gmail.com. And our Twitter and Instagram handles are at theephispod. So hit me up on there. Probably give it another week or so, maybe 2 weeks. I'm going to try to line up an episode or line up a guest for our next episode to talk about Topps Update primarily, which is, again, turning out to be a really great set. So thank you for joining me for this episode. Until the next time we talk, just remember, collect what you love. There is no wrong way to go about this hobby. So have fun. Talk to you all later.